You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In a year where history has been made on the local bourse, it is interesting that we look back on the final month of the year as we start the final month with even more history. Today, the largest IPO in African history made its debut on the JSE, and that is, of course, Optasia. We caught up with the Optasia CEO a couple of weeks ago ahead of today in anticipation of what would happen today. And we're going to speak to Salvador Anglada once again now to get a sense of how today went. Salvador, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a historic moment for Optasia, but also for Optasia to be able to make history on the African continent. How was the first day of trade?
Well, hello, everybody. Very happy, of course, as you said, the largest IPO in Africa and the largest also fintech IPO in EMEA, in Europe, Middle East and Africa. It was a good day for us. We just finalized the day in positive while the index were negative all across the day. So very happy for the reception of the IPO in the market.
Now, Salvador, the share sale price clocking above 19 Rand a piece on around 1.2 billion odd shares in issue puts the market valuation of the company just north of 23 billion Rand, or around $1.5 billion, just shy of that. That's not a small business, especially to start off with, and what you're coming into the market at.
Well, it's not, but I think it's reflecting also the potential of the business itself, all what we have done, but also what it's expecting for us to do. As you know, we are already operating in 38 countries. We have more than 120 million active customers every month, and the opportunity is there. We have still more than 1.7 billion in the world that are, we call it unbanked, people they don't have access to financial services, and this is what we're doing. We are allowing them to get that, not only in Africa, but also in other continents. We're looking also at Southeast Asia as a potential next destination for us to continue growing at the same time that we grow, of course, in Africa.
Salvador, let's look at that in a bit more detail. Let's look at the strategy now. I mean, the IPO is behind you. It is a tense time for any business when listing. There's a lot that goes into that. But now the management team gets to squarely focus on the expansionary plans. And you mentioned, of course, Southeast Asia. I know Latin America is also on your radar in terms of what it is you're looking at. How are you now going to be approaching the market, understanding that you might very well have quite an edge in emerging markets?
Well, I think the same way that we are approaching today. I think we have a big opportunity in Africa. Still, there are a lot of countries that we have not presence yet in East Africa, but also in North Africa. And this is what we're doing. We have a good pipeline of opportunities, continue expanding our business, and also new products that we will launch into the market. So it's not only just to look at Asia, Southeast Asia, as you said, and potentially Latin America, but I mean, the opportunity is still huge and big in Asia. As I said, I mean, the number of people that they have not have access to banks and financial, what Optasia does is precisely to provide this opportunity to these people, not to get opportunity to get loans and to use that for the daily life, or also in the case of small and medium businesses, to be able to use it for managing and financing their working capital in order to grow. So the opportunity is there, it's clear, and we're going to continue executing in that front.
Salvador, can we take a look at your operations? I mean, in the fintech space, there's a lot of smaller fintech companies that are offering very similar products, definitely potentially not even at the same scale as what Optasia would then bring to market. Does that then, from your perspective as a business, look, or when you look at those businesses, do you see them as potential acquisition opportunities, or is it a situation where you know your tech, you've been developing your tech since the business has been around since 2012? I mean, this is not a new business by any stretch of the imagination. And is it potentially an opportunity for you to say, hey, in some cases, we could leverage our tech into other businesses through partnerships, and perhaps that'll be beneficial to everyone?
It is. I think we are, I mean, one way we continue executing, as you said, we trust on our platform, we trust on our the AI power, or the power of AI to run our algorithms and to manage the data, to provide credit and to create credit scoring for people. But on the other side, we are a company that we are all the time looking for partnerships, as you said. I mean, we are a B2B2C model. And yes, I mean, the alternative to partner with others, or the alternative even to do small acquisitions that allowed us to accelerate, is in the agenda, and it could happen. And we will see that depending on the potential and the quality of these companies. We will see that in the coming months.
Salvador, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of your thoughts around just the participation from a shareholder perspective. I mean, one of the leading banks in South Africa, in the form of First Rand, took up a 20% stake in Optasia from the listing. That, in and of itself, is a statement to the market of confidence in the service and the product. And Optasia, as a fintech business, operates much like any other fintech business in the world. How important is it to be able to go out into the market on your first day and be able to, one, show the valuations that we've been seeing, and two, show that the strength of the investors that are backing the business are really confident that you'll succeed?
Well, I hope so. You're totally right. I mean, bank like First Rand just giving us the confidence, the support, believing in what we're doing, our technology, our platform, and the way that we are providing credit scoring with alternative data is like alternative credit bureau. It's a big vote of confidence, I have to say that, and it definitely has helped. I mean, the whole IPO at the end of the day, the IPO was several times oversubscribed. The quality of the investors and the book was quite high. And also it allowed us to go to the top of the range, 19 run, as you just mentioned. So, well, I think it's one step more. But yeah, we are absolutely happy with this support. And I hope that it will help, I mean, the evolution of the share and the price in the coming weeks and the coming months, depending, of course, on the way that we're delivering our results and how we are executing our prospect.
Well, it certainly was a star-studded affair in terms of the support from the investment community. I mean, the likes of 27Four Investment Managers, the likes of Standard Bank that were involved in the IPO, the likes of Investec being involved there, a clear sign from the financial services sector of South Africa that this listing would be successful and would succeed. Salvador, we wish you and your team all of the very best going into the year, going into your official position as a listed entity. We look forward to catching up as your story continues to unfold. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer at Optasia, Salvador Anglada, joining me today to reflect on their first trading day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.